Welcome to Campus Stories. This is a 10-part series that examines non-traditional routes to third level education. This programme series was funded by the Higher Education Authority and Word FM. It is produced and presented by Chloe Liddy Judge, Damien O'Brien and Orla Dermody. In this programme, we will be looking at students who transferred from courses in the University of Limerick to courses in Mary Immaculate College. The process is not as complicated transferring from University of Limerick as it is from other colleges. We spoke to three students who had made this internal transfer. We asked them about their time in the university, the transfer, and the reasons for picking a course in Mary Immaculate. But first, we spoke to Gavin Grace, Ross O'Donoghue and Dara Cotter about their background and the course they are doing now in Mary Immaculate College.
My name is Gavin. I'm 20 and I'm a first year BA student right here in Mary I.
My name is Ross O'Donoghue. I'm 24 years of age. I'm from this wonderful city of Limerick. I'm currently a fourth year BA student in Mary Immaculate College.
My name is Dara Cotter and I'm from West Limerick in Abbeyfield and I'm currently doing primary teaching in Mary I.
I'm doing media and English next year. Those will be my majors. So it's what I want to do and I find that makes a big help.
The course is good. I mean, it's liberal arts and that's what they promise. And to be fair to them, that's what they deliver. Just even, you know, you take one subject and it goes in a completely... any given art subject will go in very broad directions. So to have two really does give you a good grounding in things educational. And what I like about it is that it's the kind of course that really, if you're just somebody who wants to learn things, then it's a really good course to do. To be honest, actually, it's been very good to me. On a good day, when you're having a bad day, Mary, I really can pick you up and give you a great big hug and make you feel better about things. There's a good vibe here. And to be fair, you know, Mary I is an empty building, is just an empty building. But Mary I, full of the over 2,000 students that fill up this place with a fairly good energy that can be good to bounce off of every once in a while.
I'm enjoying it, but it's a lot of work to do, you know. But compared to most of the other courses, I'd say it's easier to understand the subject material anyway. It's very friendly, I like it a lot. You know, you walk around college and you know a lot of people, and the people in everywhere, the show, the canteen, the lecturers, they're all very friendly. And, you know, the ratio of boys to girls is enjoyable anyway.
Our first aim was to find out about the course they were enrolled in and what made them pick that course.
Before being a Mary I did 2 years of Law and European Studies in the University of Limerick. The main reason was it sounded like a solid job out of the end of it. It seemed interesting at the time. You know, you see things like Law and Order and stuff and guys standing up and arguing in court. And it seemed interesting at the time and I thought it might be something that I'd be good at, but it turned out it wasn't for me.
When I did my leaving in 99, the first choice on my CAO form was on Lane Éireannach, which was Irish Studies. It was the first year of the course and... That was the course I was doing. It was very UL built subject. There was just five modules that would vary throughout the years, but essentially taking on two Irish modules, a foreign language module, and the other two would change according to my cultural needs. It was a very strange experience, not just coming into UL, but coming into that course particularly because it was the inaugural year of the course. As it turns out, there was six other people who sought to do the course. And so there were seven of us in total. One thing that would have made it very difficult for me as an 18-year-old who wasn't too sure where he was going was the fact that of the seven of us, I was the only boy. And that made things quite difficult at the time. I'll never forget the day that, you know, here it's very simple in Mary Immaculate College. At the time, anyway, you were a BA or a BEd. But obviously, in University of Limerick, things are a little bit more general. And it's known for other things. You've got the engineering courses, the CompSys, and the business. When all the first years came to enroll, we all had to go to the University Concert Hall. And we all sat in there. And some very important looking man, with a very important looking beard, would stand at the front and say, "Okay, you're men now, boys," or whatever it is he said. And he said, "Okay, I want all the business students to stand up." And 450 people just trunched up and marched off and left the place in ruins because, like, whoa, there's no one left. And then he said, "Okay, all the Irish study students, you all stand up." And seven people, tentatively in a room of 1,000 people, got up and stood out of their steps and got laughed at. We were laughed at on our very first day just for being that tiny, titchy little course. So things in UL didn't get off to a good start. We had a very, very, very disinterested career guidance counsellor in our school. He really just wanted you, you know, if you told him you wanted to be a musician, he'd beat that out of you in, you know, through kind of moral twistings. He, you know, he didn't really respond to anything creative. He was all about kind of, basically, he wanted us all to go to UL, and I zoned out for a good hard year until the one day he came in and started talking about this course. I have no natural cutout for the language. I just got to really like it, because it's a gorgeous language. I just really got to like it in fifth and sixth year. So when he came in one day, he caught my attention with this course, and unfortunately at the time that was my only supply of knowledge.
I was doing sports science over in UL, and I did 2 years of that, kind of. For the first year and the first semester, you know, I was studying away. But for the second semester, I decided to drop out anyway, so I didn't do a lot of work. So it was just basically getting sorted out, applying to a new college. I enrolled in it because I wanted to do physiotherapy, but I didn't get enough points. And after sports science, you could do a 2-year master's over in Scotland and you'd be a physiotherapist. But after a while, it was very science orientated. You'd have 2 hours a week of kind of sporty stuff, and after that, it was all science. And it's a big leap from, you know, leaving cert science to college science. It just you know, you'd read things over and over again, and they just wouldn't stick. You'd have to keep at them for ages, and I didn't really enjoy it that much.
We then found out the reasons for leaving the University of Limerick.
I decided to leave initially at Christmas in second year, which would be after at the end of the first semester, so it'd be January time. And then I hung around for a couple of reasons that I won't get into. But the course became just too much work just to actually get up out of bed to do it. And I wasn't enjoying it, and I was annoyed. And I knew I was wasting my time, because even if I graduated, I wouldn't have been interested in getting a job out of it. And I decided the best thing to do would be just to jump ship there and then.
Settling into college, it's a new way of life, as opposed to just a new way of education. There wasn't a whole lot to bounce off of within the course. I had six girls who were doing their own thing. I got through the first semester okay. You know, I mean, there was never a problem academically. Got to Ragwick, and I walked into college one day, and there was some jumping off of a crane, and I had no idea why. I was like, what's going on here? Somebody said it's Ragwick. I was like, oh right, yeah, what's that? I got into my first year in college in UL, which has a great entertainment hub, and I had no idea what Ragwick was. That, and I was just getting sick of being the clown on the corner, told me that maybe I had to go somewhere elsewhere. So at this point, things weren't going so well. I cast my mind back to my CAO form, which did have Mary I down as number 3. And it was at that point I'd realised that I'd made the mistake.
I was fine in first year, like, I was grand, I was able to get on. But in second year, there was about 2 or 3 modules in which I struggled a lot. I couldn't really get anything right. And so eventually I decided the course probably wasn't for me, and, you know, I'd choose something else. I wasn't enjoying it anymore.
Even though there are numerous colleges in Ireland, they chose to come to Mary Immaculate College. Why?
I was always interested in media. Do you know, when I was considering the first time around, one of the big things that I thought about was doing journalism. I think it was in DCU. But I wanted to stay in Limerick because I had friends in Limerick from my time in UL. And I knew a couple of people here as well before I came over. And once I found out that you could do media as part of arts here, I decided that it was a course for me.
I had friends who had come here and who had just said very good things about the place. I'd always had this notion that Mary I was, you know, this kind of nice, welcoming place on the hill. And I guess I probably had ego problems as well, that, you know, I'd come to college expecting to be, you know, Seamus McPopular, and of course that was never going to work out in UL. And so, yeah, there probably was an ego thing at the time, saying you can go from being small fish in a big pond to being a slightly larger fish in a much smaller pond. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't consider that. But then, you know, there were certain things I hated about the academic stuff in UL. And it was at that point that I realised that I could take this great attention-seeking beast that I was and turn it into a media... I was going to use a bad word there, and turned into a media student. And so the atmosphere of the place, the course that was available, I just found very, very welcoming after 8 months in University of Limerick.
I had a lot of relatives who had done teaching, and the fact that it was a 3-year course as well probably influenced me that I'd be out of college quicker, and I don't know, it was mostly, you know, employment prospects, to be honest.
As transferring from UL to Mary I is considered an internal transfer, we asked him about the process involved.
I mean, the people are generally quite helpful. When you're changing from UL, it's very different if you're coming from anywhere else, but if you're changing from UL to Mary I, it's actually an internal transfer because they're the one college. So you don't have to reapply to the CAO. You can do it at a lot later date. There's just certain advantages that way. The people in the student services upstairs, the whole lot, they're quite helpful. You know, they've seen it before and they know what you're going through and stuff. So it wasn't too difficult. The most difficult part of it was actually making up your mind to do it and having the guts to change course.
The one thing about UL is what they do have are course heads, people and tutors, people you can go to within your course to talk about. To talk about what's going on with you academically and personally, to be fair. It's not a system we have set up here, and I probably wouldn't be in college today if it wasn't for that mentor system that was there, because I was able to go to the head of my course, discuss my problems, suggest the solution of Mary I, and have him take that and make it entirely possible. And I'll always be grateful for that.
I was fine in first year, like I was grand, I was able to get on, but in second year there was about 2 or 3 modules in which I struggled a lot. I couldn't really get anything right, and so eventually I decided the course probably wasn't for me, and you know, I'd choose something else. I wasn't enjoying it anymore.
The University of Limerick is a bigger college than Mary Immaculate College and has more modern facilities. We found out exactly how staff and facilities compare between the two colleges.
Sporting facilities aren't here at all. Now, I realise it's difficult because we're in the middle of the city and we don't have the space that they have in UL, but they've got the arena out there and they've got a lot of clubs and teams and stuff that we don't have here. And, you know, I'm pretty big into sports, so that's one thing that I would notice that's missing. Another thing is, even per student, there's far less computers. Which you notice yourself, the queues and the whole lot. It's just taking the lectures and the tutors, you know, they're all doing the same job, really. So, I mean, there's no massive difference there. And I found student services in both colleges to be very helpful when I changed courses as well. So I'd have no complaints on either end. Taking my own experiences, or working off my own experiences, there hasn't been a massive difference. Law isn't a massive course in UL. There were maybe 150 people, I think, in each year. So you would get to know some of your lecturers and your tutors. Plus, I was doing German and politics as well, and they'd be the same. You know, it's just like here. it's the size of the class that dictates if they'll know you or not. When you take English here now, English is 200-300 people, I don't know. And even the lecturers will say they don't have a clue who you are.
You can go into your lecture every day in UL and come home, get your lunch, go back in, go to your tutorial, come home, get your dinner and go to the pub and never avail of or know about any of the facilities that are available in UL. It's that kind of place. Around here, that which is available to you is very, very hard to miss. So whereas the facilities in UL, including the sports facilities, which are a good, you know, mile and a half walk from certain parts of the campus, can get missed over completely. Whereas here, it's not just the facilities, but it's the faces that come to you every day, whether it's Sister Delia giving you a hello down in the, down on Lourdes Corridor, or if you're a B.Ed, I mean, you're going to have the sports facilities incorporated into your vocational training anyway. So, it's all there for you. And of course, in terms of catering facilities, here there's really one place to go, and people do go there, and it makes it a social hub as well as a catering hub. In UL, there's 8, 9, 10 places where you can all disappear off to. What I didn't mention was I was in college with my brother. My brother was in college in UL at the same time. I met him twice because, you know, two different courses running on different timetables, and you don't cross paths with people. And another big thing would be the idea of Freshers Week here. Freshers Week here it's a real galvanizing week. It brings B.Eds and B.A.s and the crossover between the two into one cohesive unit. If you meet somebody you get along with really, really well in first year in University of Limerick or possibly any of the larger universities, you could have one great night with them, and maybe, if you're lucky, see them at Rag Week, you know, the following year, because paths don't cross in the large universities like they do in small places like this. I would have to say again that the mentor system is something that was just... it's indispensable to any college, particularly a college of UL size, but it would be infinitely more successful here in Mary Eye. There is a different kind of person here. It has been said about Mary Immaculate College that due to its background, it can be a patriarchal college. What that does mean every once in a while is you have rather matriarchal figures. There's loads of mammies on staff in Mary Eye. There really are, and I mean that in the most respectful way. There are people who don't just want to do their job, but want to look after the people that they're working with or for on the student body, and you find it in every department. Mary Eye is exactly as you say. You know, it can be regarded as a big happy family. Now, you have to encourage diversity within that, and I think that's one place where it's one peculiar anomaly about Mary Eye. I see it in terms of acceptance from different people's backgrounds, from different nationalities, different religions even. We are actually quite accepting. The one thing we can't get over is whether we're training to be a teacher or not. That is the one problem. And it's quite a laughable problem, but it does create problems. And there is a slight schism down the middle of the college between one and the other. Having said that, I would take that any day over kind of certain other kind of xenophobias that could creep into the college.
You know, in UL, you'd have the best computers out there, and you'd have loads of different things. But and plus the sports facilities outside in UL are fantastic as well. But Mary Eye, it's grand. Like, you're able to get by and everything that's here. The staff in Mary Eye I prefer a lot. The lecturers, every lecturer so far, well, more or less, you know, they've been a lot friendlier than the ones you'd have in UL. In UL, there was about one or two lecturers that, you know, they'd remember your name no matter what, and they'd get along great with you. But in Mary Eye, they're just more personal, and they seem to care about how you get on, and you know, they'd be at you and everything.
Was it frustrating starting a new course from the beginning?
You've been there before, so you know what to expect, so there's advantages in it that way. And plus, you know, I was only 19 when I started here, so I wasn't that much older than people and stuff, so I wouldn't call it frustrating at all.
when I was in UL, I wasn't your typical UL student. I wasn't in computer systems. I wasn't an engineer. I was a humanities student. I was attending the College of Humanities, which I have to say was beneficial in terms of moving from one college to the other. I know of people who have gone from Mary Immaculate College with an arts degree and are currently enrolled in civil engineering in Cork. It's a very different jump. Mine wasn't quite so severe. I mean, for instance, there was the common denominator of an Gaeilge. I mean, I had done Irish studies purely because I knew I'd have a leg up on other students. I maintained it as a subject in my first year here, knowing that I would never take it on to degree level.
Sports science, there was a module on coaching, and you know, you'd put out coaching plans, like lesson plans you'd have in Mary I, and the coaching plans, they'd be kind of rough sketches of what you want to go through for your coaching session, and then you come in here and the lesson plans have to be so exact and everything that you have to have everything written down, and then you have to reflect on everything. Where in the sports science you had to reflect as well, but it was about 3 or 4 lines, but here, you know, you have to talk about what you're going to do and then talk about how you did it and how it went and everything. And, you know, straight after a class, anyway, you go through that in your head. So just writing it down, I don't really see the point of it.
Now that they have made the transfer and are settled into their new course, do they feel they have made the right decision? Would they change anything?
Ask me in 3 years' time. I'll know for sure then. I'd have taken a year out if I could go back. The idea of doing it at the time was, it's a big thing to do in a way, going working for the year and what have you. Do you know, there's always the fear once you leave an education, to go back is always more difficult if you get to taste the money and things like that. So I didn't want to do it at the time, but when I look back I realise I didn't know what I wanted to do, or I didn't really know what I wanted to do as a course, so I should have taken the year out to think about it.
I was pretty sure I had made the right decision to come to Mary I about 2 weeks after I got here. It's funny, I've mentioned the idea of being one boy amongst 6 girls and how that was a problem. Now, when you multiply that by 300 or 400, which is the case here, things don't become quite so difficult, because what you have is one group of lads in any given year and any given course who through sport or pool or cider will always gel together on some level, and there is that acceptance there. And I tapped into my group about 2 weeks in when some fella slagged me off over something I said in a lecture, and that was the end of that. That was, you know, that was his "how are you, welcome to the group." And I would like to say 4 years later, here I am. It's not. I've had a couple of hiccups along the way personally. But yeah, it didn't take long to know that I'd made the right decision to come to Mary I. It would be really nice to have a degree by now. That would be really, really super. As I said, it's 2006. My friends who I left school with are all off now making immense amounts of money, doing things that they don't really like a whole lot. But that's okay, because they go home and they sleep in their cash-filled mattresses. As for me, I've said for so long, having had so many academic hiccups along the way, no regrets. That's not something I'd change now.
I really feel I have. I enjoyed the course a lot more, and you know, it's a lot of work, but it seems to stick easier than the stuff in sports science would have. And you know, you're not worried about employment prospects afterwards. I probably wouldn't want to go to college straight away after school. I was young enough heading coming to college. I was only 17 years old, and I wouldn't have been that confident in myself. But now I feel better about myself. After even the 2 years in UL, I wouldn't take them away. If I would do anything different, I would take a gap year after school, maybe.
How has the transfer changed the career choice of our interviewees?
I still don't know what I want to do, but what I want to, or what I'll be able to pick from, will have changed anyway. I look at it that way. I'm interested in media, and I can study media and fine, but what happens after the course, I don't know. I'll see. Law is definitely out, so it's changed it that way.
When you attend the open day for University of Limerick, they put up a big graph and loads of pie charts telling you how much happier you'll be because of how much more money you'll make than anyone else. If anything, Mary I has given me the breathing space and the time to consider what it is I really want outside of economic satisfaction. And it means that, you know, fingers crossed, when I graduate in October, I'll be heading into something that I know I can do well and will want to continue to do for quite some time.
I suppose it has. You know, you'd be going for the teacher now, whereas before it would have been something, it would have been, you know, something in coaching or along the line of that, or fitness training or something.
This programme is part of a 10-part series funded by the Higher Education Authority and Wired FM. We would like to thank everyone who participated in this programme and wish them well in their studies. This programme was produced and presented by Damien O'Brien, Chloe Liddy-Judge and Orla Dermody.